you want someone to feel free to serve himself at the table with potatoes or some other dish, what would you say?
Just help yourself.
So he went ahead and...
helped himself.
Uh-huh. Fine.
Made a glove.
What if you're not too hungry, if you decide not to eat something? You might say, I don't
care for it.
What about food that's been cooked over a second time, Mama?
Well, you warmed it over.
And when we eat, we put the food in the mouth and we begin to...
chew.
You said that you used to make something out of cornmeal besides the cornbread. You said that you made mush.
I said you make mush, or you make a lot of things out of cornmeal. I said you can make chicken dressing out of cornmeal.
How did you make the mush?
Well, you put the water on and let it come to a boil and put a little salt in it, and then slowly pour the meal in and stir it and let it cook till the cornmeal is good, is done, and then till it gets thick, and it's good with butter and sweet milk. We used to eat that, call it milk and mush.
What do you call
something like grits?
Yeah.
You make grits out of corn.
What about corn and peas and beets and food like this? What would you call all of those?
All of what?
Corn and peas and beets, squash and so forth. All of those are what?
Vegetables.
And what about a little plot of ground where you use, that you use to raise vegetables near the house?
That's a garden. Raise vegetables in the garden.
Uh-huh. Betty Jean's daddy told me that they have more vegetable gardens these days than any time since World War II.
Everybody.
Everybody
is trying to grow a few vegetables, even around the door.
They are. Betty Jean's tomatoes look a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's real happy because it finally got some blossoms on it.
Louise has some pepper plants.
Is that right?
And they're trying to grow cucumbers for their vegetable salad now.
Well, what about a kind of food made from corn down here in the South? Made from ground up, coarsely ground up corn. What would you call that?
That would be grits, I reckon. Grits are very popular in the South.
What about another word that goes with grits sometimes?
Hominy. Now, we used to make hominy when I was a child.
How'd you make
it? Well, they would take corn and boil it and put some lye in it to take the husk off the corn.
Uh-huh.
And then they, after they boil it in the, put a little lye in the water and boil it. Then they take the, wash the husk off. And then they would fry the hominy and put it in the pan. You ever eat any?